So did you listen to last week's episode where we were talking about, is betrayal trauma really a real thing? Well, if you haven't had a chance to listen to that yet, below in the show notes, I have actually made it very easy by putting the link below because it's important to listen to that one before you dive into today's episode, because today we are talking about what are the signs of betrayal trauma? How do I know I'm really steeped in it, dealing with it? And what do I do if I find out this is actually my path right now? Well, beautiful, we're going to be covering all of that today in Beauty Beyond Betrayal. Hey beautiful, welcome to Beauty Beyond Betrayal. Have you discovered your husband's been having an affair? Do you just want the pain to stop and be able to take a deep breath again? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to save your marriage, heal from an affair? Do you wake up with the hope that this nightmare would end only to feel crushed and humiliated because your husband acts like the affair was really your fault and now you're left obsessing with where he is and if he's seeing her again? Hey, I'm Lisa. I too was devastated when I discovered my husband was having an affair. I too felt the pain would never end and wished he would just stop the affair and we could restore our marriage. I wanted the weight of the trauma to be lifted so I could breathe again and be able to have someone, anyone help me climb out of the dark, miry pit of despair so I could begin to heal and be confident in me again. But I kept telling myself, he won't stop seeing her. Must have been my fault. And this pain, it'll never go away. Until I found hope and healing in Christ, along with simple techniques that helped me to learn how to recover from the betrayal. In this podcast, you'll discover what betrayal trauma really is, learn simple techniques to heal and recover, and get biblical guidance to help you make the right choices as you heal from the affair so you can be free from the heartbreak and the pain and rise in confidence once again to be the woman God created you to be. So beautiful, grab your favorite latte or a glass of wine, snuggle up on the couch and focus on yourself for a few minutes. Let's dive into what it really means to rise up from the ashes of betrayal and loss into a life that you really desire. Welcome back to the show. You know, last week was, well, actually Tuesday, was really, really good. It was in depth, and I had quite a few of you reach out saying that that episode not only helped you as the one who has been betrayed, but it also helped your spouse, the one who betrayed you, to really understand a little bit more about what you've been experiencing since you discovered their affair or their pornography addiction. And so I'm really glad that this is helping you. That's the whole purpose behind this podcast, is to really bring awareness and education to both the betrayed side as well as the betrayer, so both of you can heal. The whole goal is to help you heal, move on, and be able to redeem every part of your life back, because Jesus died for you to be able to do that. And actually, this is coming out on Good Friday, where we really celebrate what Jesus did for us, how he took the pain and the suffering on the cross. And if there is one who understands your pain and suffering, if there is one who understands temptation, if there is one who understands betrayal, it is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I pray on this day that you look to him as your hope, as your endurance, and as your future when you are moving through the pain and devastation of betrayal on your healing journey. So let's kind of dive into today's episode, shall we? We are looking at the signs of betrayal trauma. How do we know that we're actually dealing with this thing called betrayal trauma? We understand that it's a real thing, but what are the signs, Lisa? What are they so that we know this is actually the experience we're going through? Well, there are quite a number of symptoms, and so I'm going to kind of like rattle off a lot today. And take a pen and paper if you want to stop me at times so that you can kind of write this down and then really go back and assess for yourself, kind of do a checkoff list. Am I really dealing with this thing called betrayal trauma? Because if so, I need to know what to do with it moving forward, right? So the signs and symptoms of this thing called betrayal trauma vary. And it varies from individual to individual because you hear me say it all the time, we are all uniquely created by God. There is no two that are alike. But generally, when it comes to betrayal trauma, symptoms of betrayal trauma and the things associated with it, like post-traumatic stress disorder, there is a list that we can actually go through. And you may check off all of them, and you may check off a few, but I can probably say that if you've been betrayed, you are experiencing some of these. So let's dive into them. So what are some of the signs, the symptoms, so to speak, of this thing called betrayal trauma? Well, nightmares or flashbacks are definitely a sign. You can dream about Discovery Day. You can dream about some of the things you've heard your spouse say about their sexual addiction or the affair. You can have flashbacks to D-Day. If you were confronting the affair person, you can have flashbacks to that. Then there are the intrusive thoughts and images that inundate your mind. I always say it's kind of like a hamster wheel that never stops, or a movie reel that plays over and over and over in your mind. And you're just like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen. I don't want to watch it anymore. However, it has a tendency to play over and over. So the intrusive thoughts and images are definitely a sign of betrayal trauma. Then there's what's called hypervigilance. This is where you are scanning your environment for potential threats. Is there any danger? Because your body, now that you've recognized you've been betrayed, your body is looking for potential danger because it recognizes that the day you discovered the betrayal was a dangerous scenario for you. It caused you pain, it caused you suffering, thus it was attributed to danger. Now your brain is always scanning the environment for potential threats. Then there are avoidance behaviors. Maybe you are avoiding the betrayal at all costs. You're like sweeping it under the rug. You want to act like it doesn't exist. You don't want to have the conversation. You don't want to acknowledge it. You don't want to accept it. These are avoidance behaviors. Irritability or outbursts of anger. You cannot control your emotions. Maybe you're suffering from insomnia, or you can fall asleep, but you can't stay asleep. Or maybe it's that you can't fall asleep. You only can catnap throughout the day, right? Then there is social withdrawal, or what I call isolation. The enemy seeks to isolate you. And the reason why is if you think about it in the animal kingdom, when the animals are in a herd, in a pack, the lion doesn't really pounce on them that much, but they wait for the one who lags behind, who is now in isolation, who withdraws from the pack, the social withdrawal, so to speak. It makes it easier for the lion to now pounce upon that prey. Well, the same applies for us. You know, the Bible tells us that our enemy, the devil, Satan, is waiting. He's, you know, roaming throughout like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. And he does that, and he wants to isolate you. He wants you to socially withdraw. Then there is fearfulness. You've been wounded. You've been harmed by this betrayal. So now you have fear that is housing itself within your body. That is a trauma response. Maybe for you, it's feeling emotionally numb. You're disconnected from your body. This is called dissociation. You can't feel anything. It's kind of like you are watching everything unfold in your life like a movie. You're in there somewhere, but it's like you're watching it from afar. Then there are physical symptoms. Maybe it's tension, headaches, migraines, fatigue. Maybe you have unexplained aches and pains. Maybe for you, you have severe gut issues, you have uncontrollable muscle twitches, eye twitches, you feel like your chest is constricted, you can't take a deep breath. You see, all of this is contributed to betrayal trauma, and it is unique in that it involves the intense feelings of shame that is associated with the fact or the act of being abused or violated. Yes, there is a shame component when we've been abused and violated. And believe me, a lot of times it's hard to really acknowledge and accept that fact. But the truth of the matter is, if you've been betrayed, there is a level of emotional abuse that is associated with that due to the gaslighting, the manipulation, the blame shifting, all of that that goes with it. And you've also been violated. You did not consent to this betrayal. Thus, your marriage relationship has been violated. Therefore, if you have experienced betrayal trauma, then you can be suffering from shame, guilt, self-blame. Maybe for you, it's depression, low self-esteem, self-worth, difficulty regulating your emotions. One minute you're giggling, one minute you're crying and laid out on the floor. The next minute, you're numbed out and you don't feel a thing. But the next, you turn around and you're raging in vengeance and anger. Your moods are all over the place. That's what we call unexpected mood swings. Then there is the negative belief system that you develop about yourself and others. Things like, I'm not worthy. I caused the affair. I was not enough. Everyone is dishonest. I can't trust anyone. I can't even trust myself. These are the things that we suffer with when we've experienced betrayal trauma. But I'm going to go deeper. You might also feel things like distrustful or hypervigilant about whom you can depend upon. So this means you have an inability to trust. That means trusting your spouse, trusting family members, trusting your coworkers, trusting your friends, or even yourself. Then there are the difficulties you experience. Difficulty believing in your own decision-making abilities. You feel like, you know, now looking back on it, I saw the red flags. Why didn't I do something? Why didn't I say something? Why didn't I act when I should have listened to my gut, but I didn't? How can I trust myself when it comes to decision-making abilities moving forward? Then you have difficulty maintaining maybe relationships. You're withdrawing from everyone. You don't want people getting close to you at all anymore because, again, there's that fear of betrayal that you have within your system. It's a trauma response. Maybe you're experiencing difficulty with intimacy. Now, this is not always sexual, so let me just say, I'm talking intimacy when it comes to relationships, it comes to emotional bonding, it comes to, you know, your emotional capability with your spouse, with your children, with those closest to you. Maybe it's difficulty with intimacy sexually. You have completely shut down. You're trying to reconcile your relationship, but you are struggling severely to be intimate because you are triggered greatly. Those of us who have experienced betrayal trauma, we may also experience things like anxiety, panic attacks, and these, even the symptoms that are associated with post-traumatic stress disorder or chronic post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, there are even deeper things that are associated with betrayal trauma, and you might have tried to develop strategies to cope with these things, and it's led you to the following. Maybe you now are experiencing memory issues. You have tremendous brain fog. You cannot think clearly. You have distorted memories or false memories. Things, you're remembering things not as they were, or your memories are misplaced in time, or you're losing memories altogether. then there is a sense of disconnection from emotions that can cause you to shut down during a flashback. Let's say that you're flashing back to D-Day and you have a sense of disconnection from your emotions. So you're shutting down completely. You don't feel anything. You're like, I'm just done. Or maybe it's disassociation when you're feeling triggered or unsafe. Now, what do I mean by dissociation? Well, dissociation is where you actually kind of dissociate from yourself. It's kind of like there's a part of you that retreats within. It kind of hunkers down, so to speak, deep within yourself. And it's like this other person evolves so that you can survive. It's kind of like your survival brain takes over, the stronger part of you takes over, and the one who has been so wounded, so beat up, and so betrayed retreats for a while. You're watching everything from afar. You don't feel like you used to, and you don't experience emotion like you used to. Now, I'm not talking about multiple personality disorder or dissociative identity disorder, DID for short. Those are medical terms, and yes, they are real. I'm talking about dissociation due to trauma. And all of us at some point in our life have experienced some degree of dissociation. It is a trauma response, and God created us in such a way that we move into survival mode when we have been traumatized at deep levels. That's that part of us that's fearfully and wonderfully made. So don't get alarmed by that, but I will say this. If you have been dissociated from yourself for long periods of time, that's when it's concerning. Because if we stay that way, then we're not really living life as we should. We lose ourselves in the midst of it. And beautiful, you don't want to lose you. So then there's negative coping strategies, such as overeating, substance abuse with either alcohol, drugs, or prescription drugs. Maybe even you turn to sex as an unhealthy coping mechanism. There are many things that sometimes we utilize for coping strategies that are negative for us, and those are the things we need to stay away from. So if you have experienced any of these, and this list is not exhaustive by any means, but all of these are symptoms of betrayal trauma. They are indicators, so to speak, that are telling you you've experienced a trauma and it needs to be addressed. I like to say it's kind of like the red indicator lights that are on the dashboard of your car. Those come on for times when your engine needs to be serviced. It tells you when the gas is getting low, or the oil needs to be changed, or the tire pressure is low, or the engine needs to be serviced because there's an underlying issue. If you don't address those things when the lights come on and you keep driving that vehicle, well, beautiful, later on, guess what's going to happen? The vehicle is going to cease to run. It is going to end up just crashing. It's not going to work properly anymore. We have indicator lights for a reason. Well, the same applies with symptoms of betrayal trauma. Symptoms, while they feel very, very bad, I look at them as indicator lights. These are indicator lights that God has put within our system to let us know we are dealing with something that needs to be addressed. We're dealing with underlying trauma, stress, anxiety. We are dealing with panic. We are dealing with things that need to be looked at and addressed so that we can heal from it and move on to recovery. Left unchecked, it will lead to mental, emotional, and physical sickness. I know, because it happened to me. So that's why I wanted to bring you an extensive, yet not exhaustive, list of betrayal trauma symptoms today so you can do your own self-assessment. Where are you in this? Have you experienced any of these? Are you currently experiencing any of these? Well, if so, make sure that you listen to the upcoming episode this coming Tuesday, because I'm going to be giving you some strategies that you can start to implement to recover and actually start to change some of these symptoms of betrayal trauma so that you can get some relief moving forward. Beautiful, thanks for listening to today. I hope it helped you. Share this out so that someone else can also gain the wisdom and the information that you did today. And if this podcast is helping you, please, by all means, go below and leave us a 5-star review. Leave us a detailed review if you would, and I would love to shout you out on the next episode, because this is what keeps us in front of everyone globally who is in need of hope and healing from the devastating effects of betrayal. Be blessed and have a beautiful resurrection weekend. See you soon. Thanks for stopping by today and spending a little while with me. I hope you enjoyed today's show and found hope, healing, and encouragement. Please remember to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. You can even screenshot this episode and share it on IG or Facebook stories. This is how we get the message of hope and healing out to all women who are in the midst of betrayal and loss. If you're ready to move out of the devastation of betrayal and take the next step in your healing, make sure to reach out to me and schedule your breakthrough coaching call today. Until next time, love God, live your life passionately, and always choose joy in the midst of any circumstance that you may face. Cheers to you, beautiful.